Hi, I'm Stargate Pioneer.
And I'm Stephen Jondrew, and we're from Better Podcasting, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the show you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of the individual host.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, and welcome. This is PopX Cast, where science fiction meets
pop culture.
We are a geek podcast for geek culture, so are you ready to get your geek on? Sit back, relax, put on that Ninja Turtle onesie, warm up those chimichangas. Ladies and gentlemen, this is PopX Cast.
You are listening to PopX Cast, where science fiction meets pop culture.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
PopX Cast.
Hasta la vista, baby.
And everybody, we are live. This is PopX, the Lindsay, shall we say, bonus edition of PopX.
Bonus.
So this week we are doing a very special podcast. This is going to be really cool. We're really super excited about Pokemon Go, and we have been out in literally our towns and out in the field, and we've been working this thing like crazy to try to bring you some really cool tips and some insider information. So we want to be your one-stop source podcast for all things Pokemon Go. So when you want to direct people to our way, tell them, hey, you need to go check out PopX Cast, their bonus episode for Pokemon Go. And we want to welcome everybody to PopX.live. If you're tuning in, we're also over on Geeks.live right now as well. But we have a live chat room happening right now. In real time, we're typing, people's talking to us. We want to give a shout out to Kent J hanging out with us. We also got Chris Farrell hanging out with us. So come on over to PopX.live and join us in the chat room, okay?
Yeah, all the right. Party is over there.
That's where the party is. And cool.
I wish that there was a way that we could like put a Pokestop in our chat room, and then they
can
would
we,
just
can
flock.
We do that? Wait a minute.
Put a lure on that?
Do I need to like
is there a way to like virtually create a Pokestop?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to see if I can do that. Is there a PopX virtual? No.
No. I do have to apologize. I was almost late to the show tonight because I just had to swing by that last Pokestop on the way home. My family was out all evening this evening after my husband got home from work hunting for Pokemon. I think I probably got 5 brand new ones that I haven't caught yet. Hit up all the popular party spots for the Pokestops tonight. It's been super fun. So I was just like, we can't stop at any more Pokestops. I'm going to be late for the show. So we made it just in the nick of time, and I'm excited to share all of this information with everybody. There's a ton to cover, so let's dive in.
All right, so everybody is going ape crazy over this app, and it launched on July the 6th. It's like mind equals blown, and I downloaded it the day after on I downloaded it this weekend. It was on PopX. I actually downloaded it.
You had it PopX night because I know that I had it before you.
Yeah.
Though you just happen to be a higher level than me.
Well, we'll talk about why that
we'll
is
talk
later.
About that later.
So it was launched on July the 6th, and basically the game is installed on all U.S. Android phones and iOS devices, and there was like... there were so many installations of the game that the servers were literally crashing.
Website broke, the servers crashed. They were just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? It was like Poke Armageddon.
It was crazy. on July the 8th, Pokemon Go was installed on 5.16% of all Android phones in the U.S. 5.1%.
That's 5.16%. A whole lot of phones.
That's a freaking lot of phones. As
That's
of July,
just the phones, not the tablets, not any other devices, just phones.
As of Friday, July the 8th, the game had an average usage of 43 minutes and 23 seconds per day, surpassing the popular apps like Snapchat and the heavy hitter, Mr. Instagram. The app is poised to basically unseat Twitter if this popularity trend continues, according to several observers, including Fortune magazine. Yes, Fortune magazine is even covering this phenom of social pop culture. And of course, this is Pop X, and we do talk about pop culture. So, yeah, as shoe fits, right? Me and Lindsay are going to be sharing some things back and forth as we go into this.
Well, a lot of the people are like, well, I feel like I'm the only person that hasn't downloaded this app. Right. Mm-hmm. Because it's so crazy. The media is covering it like crazy. All of our friends are talking about it. But there's always that one person that's like, I don't want to download that app.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm the only person doing it. Well, that's not necessarily true, because the Census Bureau estimated that there's over like 242 billion people. Million people. Right. No, I can't read numbers.
One million.
Tons of people, okay? Adults in the United States.
242 million adults.
Yes, thank you very much. I can't fix my zeros.
It's okay.
72% of those adults have smartphones. So that means that there's 174 million-ish adults that could play this game. Mm,
exactly.
Okay? So 7.5 million is only a fraction. A small fraction of the people that actually have cell phones. So you're really not alone in the world if you're not a huge fan of this app. But golly, come on. It's so much fun. You got to try it.
Golly gee wallabers. No? Come on now. But, you know, and I do want to say this too, Lindsay, while we have an audience and we have people hanging out with us.
Yeah.
If you stay tuned to the end of the show, we have a special treat for you. We have some pro tips that you will only get to hear here on PopX. So if you know friends and you have friends that are out there hanging around and say, hey, head over to popx.live right now and check out these guys, because they're going to give some pro tips at the end of the show.
Right.
But,
so, I mean, they're throwing around a lot of big numbers. Let's kind of push this down and compare it a little bit. The popular dating app Tinder has been out for about 4 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Pokemon is estimated to be 5% use of smartphones right now, while Tinder is only 2%.
Tinder.
Yeah. So swipe left, swipe right, swipe up, swipe down. I have no idea because I'm married for longer than the app's been out, so I don't really care. But Pokemon is blowing it out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also expecting Pokemon to surpass the number of Twitter users as well and continue its growth in like... The trajectory is just going to go through the roof. They're going to like blow everything out of the water is what they're predicting right now.
And Kent over in the chat room said that he has walked a total of 21-ish kilometers since the release of the video game. Can you believe that?
That is incredible. Go, Kent, go.
Go, Kent, go.
You get a gold star today.
So let's talk about some common sense things using Pokemon Go. And these are some things that everybody needs to be aware of, and obviously the first one at the top of this list that, you know, is kind of a duh, but be aware
of
your...
kind of duh, to be quite honest with you.
These are your duh aha moments. But
just the fact to say that we've said it, to cover our grounds, let's just get through the list.
be aware of your surroundings. Don't drive in play unless you're the passenger. And pay attention to where you're going and while you're walking. Reports of people walking in to oncoming traffic, crossing the yellow line on subway platforms, tripping over strangers' dogs, trampling on gardens and rose beds, and other similar stories reported by the Wall Street Journal.
They're trickled all over the internet, Twitter, all the social feeds. You see funny memes made of it all. And it's actually a true story. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she's literally in phone because she's totally not used to using mobile devices at all.
Right.
And I have to like stop her, and I'm like, look at where you're walking, put the phone down and walk, because that person's going to go to the place that you're walking, you know? So I'm just kind of training her to use her common sense now. So she doesn't turn into one of these news stories.
So, yeah, the Wall Street Journal here, this is an article that was released talking about the hunt for Pokemon has led to painful discoveries. And that is on the Wall Street Journal.
I saw that where bike riders were going down a trail, like a bike path, and hit a bump, and their phone went flying and totally shattered their phone screens because they weren't paying attention. And also, you know, tripping over like a curb and like gashing up your shins and whatnot. So, I mean, it's minor to major craziness just because people aren't paying attention. Some other important things, Joe, is there's also inappropriate gaming. And this is some of the newer stories that have been coming out about people being incredibly disrespectful for public monuments like the Holocaust Museum that's in Washington, D.C. There's an actual Pokestop there.
Why is there a Pokestop at these memorials?
It's just kind of how the algorithm put it there. I don't think it was necessarily intentional by the game creators. But I believe the museum is trying to get that one removed so that it kills the traffic. But still, I mean, if you see a Pokestop that's literally inside somebody's house just because it randomly got placed there, does that mean you're going to go walk through that person's front door? No. Respect people's privacy. Respect monuments that are representing a tragedy or something sacred, and try not to, you know, try to treat that with a little. Another place was the Arlington National Cemetery. Is another place that people are going, and I mean, it's like, come on, these people, you know, fought for us, fought for our country and our freedom and all that stuff, and kind of pay them the respects to just because it's there, you don't have to go get it. And another thing that's really silly, Joe, that actually made me giggle, I saw a sign that was posted on Facebook this morning of a restaurant that had to put on their kitchen door, "Do not enter this kitchen. I don't care if there's a Pokemon there or not." Seriously, it's like if you're dining at a restaurant, do you go back and go hang out with the chef if you're not playing the game? It's like,
don't be a boho.
Duh.
Yeah, don't be a boho.
Please don't be. I love the word asshat. I don't know if that's an inappropriate word, but people that do those things fall into that category.
Yeah, and there's been robberies as well. On Sunday, Missouri police confirmed that four teens in St. Louis area were luring victims to locations where they could collect characters and then robbing them. The police confirmed that the teens were the ages of 16 and 18, and they committed nearly a dozen robberies in the
area. And that's a big one. But, I mean, again, this has to go back to using common sense. Don't go down dark alleys by yourself. Take a buddy with you. You know, go in a group.
So that's kind of our slap on the wrist.
Yeah, that's our negative Nancy.
Now the rest of this is going to be fun. We promise.
Yes.
So we got to get the slaps. We got to get the slaps out first. Okay.
Yes.
So be respectful. Be responsible. Look where you're going. Don't be a blind douchebag driving around 30 miles an hour in your car in a downtown area with a lot of people.
It's such a fun game that I don't want silly people to ruin it for us to where they are like forced to take it away from us because there's too much retarded going on.
Kent J over in the chat room, this is hilarious. Kent J in the chat room says a new Batman origin, his parents died during a Pokemon Go.
Oh, like, you know what? I would absolutely love to see that mashup just to say that it was there. You know?
I think Lego, I know there's Lego there Batman somewhere. Can pull that off. Lego Batman can do that.
Yes. I would totally, yeah.
Just saying.
You know I'm all about the Batman. Batman's my guy.
So well, give us some encouraging words, Lindsay.
Okay, so some positive things about this game. The obvious one is this app forces you to get up off your tuchus, go out your front door, and start exploring your neighborhood. It forces you to use your legs to either bicycle or walk or run or, you know, get out and be social and get to know your neighbor while you're having a good time and you're accidentally burning calories and you don't even realize it until you look at your watch and realize you've been outside for 4 hours walking around and you're like, oh, crap, my body hurts.
Yep.
Because you've been playing your PS4 for months and months on end, probably even years on end, and not normally doing that. So this is a new phenomenon for people. You can go look out on Twitter and everybody's like, oh, my God, my legs hurt so bad. There was like pages and pages of them I was looking at earlier today, and I just kind of giggled. It was very funny.
And, you know, I'm just going to show you some pictures right quick, too, while we're on the topic. This is from Indianapolis. And then the day that the app launched in Australia, Of course, the Aussies, they all are standing around getting their Pokemon.
I think I saw a group similar to that.
Yeah. Well, let me show you this. This was literally an hour and a half ago. I live in Central Florida here, and I live there's a landmark here in Claremont, Florida, where I live, and it's called the Citrus Tower. And right behind the Citrus Tower is a President Wax Museum. Well, at this President Wax Museum, there is three Pokestops side by side by side. So tonight they had lures, and we'll explain that later in the show. They had lures set up, and this was what I drove up to tonight. Just everybody on their phones, having a good time. There was no negativity whatsoever. People are getting out of their houses. There's no riots. There's no chaos. And I gotta say this before I stand off my soapbox. It's such a breath of fresh air knowing that we have what Orlando has faced in the past month and what the nation has faced with Dallas in the past month, that it's really kind of cool to see our youth kind of getting out of their house, being proactive. I know it's a game, but otherwise they would be probably staying at home and doing nothing.
Right. So it gets them out of the house, but it also sparks a conversation as soon as you walk up to a group of people. Something that's made me giggle this evening is my 2-year-old son. We had all the windows rolled down and we were kind of cruising through the parking lot, there's groups of kids, adults, all ages, just kind of little congregations everywhere. And my little 2-year-old son would go, "What you doing?" Just yell it out the window. And then they would comment back, "We're playing Pokemon." It was the greatest thing ever. And he was just like, he was so excited that everybody was interacting with each other. And my daughter was thrilled because she got to get out of the car and run over to all the stops and everything too. So it's definitely a community building thing, which I think is exciting.
And another thing I like about it too, Lindsay, is that it actually does improve your mental health. It is a strategic game. It challenges you. And according to some folks, Pokemon Go has helped them with their mental health by enabling them to get outside and walk around for a little bit, which is fairly effective method of dealing with negative effects. And you know what? It's the summertime. Some sunshine is good on your body. So, get out and enjoy yourself.
And the thing is that it's mid-July. It's the hottest point of the year for the majority of the United States. It's 90s and 100 degrees. And people don't even seem to be fazed by it at all.
No, they're
outside all day long. You just take an extra bottle of water and you're good to go. You have to catch that Squirtle before you go inside and cool off. And it's like a mission that's like, and then it's like the next Pokemon and the next Pokemon. So it's constantly getting you out there, which is exciting. But being out and away from your precious couch also means you're away from your charger cord. And this app means business when it comes to battery life.
It chews your battery so fast.
It sucks the life out of your phone. So make sure that you have some kind of a battery pack, one of those USB battery packs or something to take with you if you're going to go and be out and about for a long period of time. The reason why this is because it's constantly using your GPS, which is a huge data sucker, and it's also transmitting all that information back and forth through your Wi-Fi or your data connection too. But it's also now my brain just stopped.
It's okay. But I'll pick up where you left off is that Niantic is actually looking at ways to improve the app. They know where the spots are in the application that is draining, and that's, of course, GPS.
I was using your camera too. That's what the other thing was.
Oh, okay.
The camera is also another brain battery.
If you use the camera plus GPS plus data sending and receiving,
and you can use some tricks to make your battery life use a little bit longer. You can turn that AP off whenever you're battling the Pokemon. If you're not really wanting to take a picture of that Pokemon, go ahead and flip that off. That'll kind of save your battery usage by not using the camera nearly as much. And also turning the brightness down also helps with the battery too. So those are a couple of little tricks that you can use to kind of help.
And just to let you guys know a little trick, they're everywhere. You can find them. The rechargeable USB batteries, Do not leave home without it.
No, that is like, I always have mine charged.
Yeah, I have mine charged and ready on the go, and I take it with me wherever I go, especially when I'm out doing Pokemon and Go. I just leave my phone plugged in. There it is. See that?
There it is, right here. It's beautiful blue.
Yep.
This sucker goes with me everywhere.
So let's talk about some of the things, like right out of the gate with the app early on that we've seen. We've seen some app bugs. We've seen some freezing and some crashing. And, of course, servers.
Bless the people that are trying to maintain this app right now.
Yeah, I know. God bless their little souls.
Now, okay, with any new app, there's going to be bugs. And I know that they probably baited this for a short period of time and got the majority of them out, but you're never going to get all the bugs out until you really launch it, get it out in the hands of the people, and really figure out what the problems are. Right. So since this is the first version, or for iOS, the second version.
Third version. We had an update today again.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they're working on not only trying to knock out some of those really bad bugs that are causing freezing and crashing and whatnot. You're still going to be experiencing some of those things, but looking through some of the links today, I found out that there was a couple of tricks that you might try if you're having like chronic issues and just driving you absolutely bonkers. Turn the music off and the sounds off. That's going to help keep your phone from trying to have to think nearly as hard trying to run this game. Also, if that's not working, try clearing the cache of your game. That helps pretty much with any app that you're having issues with. Try clearing the cache, and usually that works wonders. And last but not least, if you're still having problems, try uninstalling the app and reinstalling it. It's not going to make you lose your stuff because you're connected to your Google account or your Trainer account.
I've had to do that a few times.
It'll sync back up.
I've had to delete it and reinstall it a couple of times just because, you know. But servers, you know, to kind of put it bluntly, a bunch of people have downloaded the game. I mean, we're talking
tons.
How many millions? We don't have that data yet, but I'm sure it's like, I couldn't even imagine.
And the number still grows.
It's growing
every
daily.
Second.
And it's basically a phenomenon. And there has been a thirst for Pokemon game that's been wildly exceeded all the expectations from traditional Pokemon players of the early 90s. I remember playing Pokemon with the cards, and you would collect the cards, and that was the way you collected your Pokemon. You collected the cards.
Yes.
That was like Pokemon Generation 1.
That was it. I was a part of that.
So I was too. And so the creators of Pokemon Go, they know that this is a hit. And when too many people access the server at the same time, the server will crash. And right now, they have actually pushed iOS updates to basically alleviate that burden of the server crashes. And since the update yesterday, and there was an update this morning as well around 12 o'clock today, there was a third update for the iOS app, and I haven't had a single server issue. I've had a couple of Pokemon ball sticks where the ball will actually stick and nothing happens.
But then you lose.
There is a tip for that, though. If you leave your ball and just let the little thing in the top left kind of cycle, it'll clear out. But we'll talk about that later. There's some pro tips give you.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right. So what else can we do here in terms of this?
Right now, you're just going to have to be patient. It's like a brand new baby newborn.
It is. Yeah.
It's not even a week old, guys. Is it 6 days old now?
It's the sixth day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Brand stinking new.
Right out of the oven.
Its head's still coned.
It is. Yeah, it's still got the vacuum head on it.
So we're just going to have to be super patient with these guys. They're working at their little tukus off, trying to get it all the kinks worked out of it and updating all of the future versions of the app and trying to, you know, hone in on, you know, perfection. Obviously, no app is ever perfect, but just, you know. It's a fun game. And yeah, it gets frustrating. If you're like, oh, man, I didn't even have it and I lost it because it crashed, I promise you will find another one. I promise.
And there was some issues lately in terms of privacy concerns that Niantic
That was a big thing
had noted.
Week.
And that, you know, Google was actually, you know, you log in with your Google. And basically, it was a kind of a raw form of a Google login, and basically gave Niantic the entire access to your Google account if they wanted it, and they could even read your emails and your calendars and your map directions and where you're going, where you've been.
Brother.
But they didn't do that. I mean, I want to nip that in the bud. right quick. Yeah. And there was an article posted in the New York Times about that. And it was basically just talking about how to protect your privacy while using Pokemon Go. Now, mm-hmm. I want to say, since this was released, there has been a huge update for the iOS app where this is not a problem now. And so with that said, I do want to let you guys know that Google has now worked with Niantic to only require and access your core Google data, which is your profile picture, your username, and your email address, and your location. And mm-hmm. they're only accessing the core information from your profile account, not your emails, not your calendars, not all of that, your details and stuff. Mm-hmm. So don't freak out. But these you definitely, if you haven't updated your app, you definitely probably want to do that.
Okay. Now, Joe, with the latest update today, did they fix the login issue for the Trainers Club situation? Because that was what the biggest problem was with the iOS update yesterday, was that people that logged in with their Trainer Club accounts were not able to log in, but the people that had Google logins could access the thing fine. So maybe that was one of the reasons why they rolled out a new update.
That could have been, because I noticed that there really wasn't much of a change between the one that they rolled out yesterday and the one today. So I have a feeling that was
that
probably for the Trainer Club
accounts.
Yeah. So,
so they're trying to work as quickly as possible to solve the main leaks and issues, and then they'll work on the little stuff later.
So let's talk about tracking some Pokemon. Let's dive into the game itself here. It's really cool. There's a lot of information to go over, but you want to keep tracking Pokemon. You want to keep nearby menu open while you're looking. And you always want to keep it open when you're walking around. Especially if you have it like in your pocket, in your hand, the fewer footprints, the closer you are to a Pokemon. So when you open up the app and you see the little footprints, if there's one, it's really close by. If there's none, he's right on top of it. Just
like
turn it around. But if there's three, then you're going to have to walk a little bit to try to access it. But you can kind of get, if you see one in the menu and you click on the bottom right and you see like there's one, like right now I have, I don't know if you guys can see that. I have two bats and a fish.
There you go.
But they're all 3 steps away, which is equivalent to, you got to walk a little bit.
A nice little collection.
Yes.
I've got an Eevee and some Nidoos and an Oddie and the Krabby guy.
Well, you got more than I got in my neighborhood.
I have all kinds of fun stuff. So I've got this Rattata up here is only one. So I could probably just walk down to like the stop sign over here and I'd be catching him out. But these guys, it goes from left to right. I know it's probably backwards on my screen. But this guy's the closest to me.
Mm-hmm.
And act like you're reading a book and go from left to right.
Yeah.
And then next to the second row, left to right, and then to the second left, right. So the bottom right corner is literally the farthest one away from you, and this is going to be the closest. So that's kind of, and they shift as you move around, and if they fall off, then obviously you're totally going in the opposite direction. You need to turn around and go the other way if that's the one you're wanting.
And also, there are different types of Pokemon can be found in different areas and terrains.
Yes.
And this is something a lot of people aren't really used to or know about. But if you live if you live in Arizona in a desert terrain, you're going to get some pretty unique Pokemon.
You're going to get all kind of like the Charmanders and the more rocky and the more fire and the desert type animals are going to be out in the desert.
And if you live in the forest, like in Appalachia or in Seattle or where Lindsay Badger is,
I have every single one of the forest grasslands. I am knocked out. But like where Joe's at in Florida, he has all of the coastal ones, like the Squirtles and the Psyducks and the Poliwogs. And if you live near an area, like, for example, like a pond or a lake or a stream or a river, you can pick up some of those water ones.
Yeah.
And you'll still get some desert ones here or there. They'll be mixed in. They may not be nearly as easy for you to find. They won't pop up nearly as much. But, you know, I think across the board, and Joe, you may agree with me on this, you have Pidgeys, you have the Rattatas, you
and
have
the Zubats.
The Zubats. Those suckers are everywhere. I think you could live at Antarctica and you will still have those suckers. There's a couple of other really common ones too, and they absolutely drive me crazy. But you know what, collect them, evolve them, get the XP, turn them in for the candies, and level up.
Just keep it going. And we're going to give you some tips at the end of the show, too. So stay with us, guys.
Yes.
These pro tips are really worth hanging out with. So, see, also catching your Pokemon. The color of the circle that is around your Pokemon when you're catching it.
This is a big one if you don't pay attention to.
It reveals the difficulty of catching it. So if it's got a green circle around it, then the chances are it's going to be an easier one to catch. If it has, for example, a yellow. See, this has got a green circle around it.
Oh, that's a green one, yeah. And Weedles are super easy.
And as you can tell, I have I got a little spin rotation going on this. And it's something you got to play
around
with.
I still haven't perfected that yet.
And so the smaller the circle, the more chances are you're going to get it. And this circle pulsates.
And, it does. It gets bigger
and smaller and bigger and smaller. So the smaller, the more likely you are to get it. But if you have green, yellow, orange, and red is your color markers for this.
From easy to difficult.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Greens are your Zubats.
Here's something that kind of helps you out with that, though, is if you, while you hit up the Pokespots, you can collect an item called a Razzberry. It's R-A-Z-Z berry or berries. And you can use those while you're in the middle of the battle before you start throwing your Pokeballs out. And if you have like a yellow or orange or a red and it's a little more difficult, you can use that and it'll dumb it down a little bit for you.
Yeah.
So you can take a challenging one and make it a little bit more your level so you have a better chance of catching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using those a lot today. I found a Snorlax. He got
away.
I
had a red level today. I was so excited.
Oh, man.
The inner circle that decreases the size is your bullseye, obviously. Hitting it within gets smaller and the results in that you get a nice, great, or an excellent throw, depending on how big or how small the circle is. The mechanic doesn't seem to have any effect on the catch rate, but the smaller the circle, the higher success rate.
And you get to have bonuses. If you get good or nice, great, or excellent throws, and also curveballs, which we'll talk about in just a second, you get bonus XP. So in addition to catching your Pokemon, you get XP for that, but then you get like an extra 10, 15, 20, however many it is. I think it's gone up to 100, I believe, that you can get just for throwing it just right or aiming in that bullseye just right. Mm-hmm. So that's a little something to remember too for later. And then to do a curveball, what you do is you take your finger on your Pokeball and you just spin it around until it starts sparkling and then you throw it.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to perfect this. It usually flings off in the left field and hopefully there's a Pokeball.
It's kind
out
of
left
like, a little tip that I've noticed is like when you spot a Pokemon, you want to aim the Pokemon kind of lower on your camera. You want to angle it more down. That way, it gives you more of a height on your ball, and you just kind of do a circle like you're just doing a oval shape, an egg. And then when the circle gets real small, that's when you want to flick it in the direction of the Pokemon. And then you flick it, and then that gives you a better chance to get a great or an excellent throw and to be able to capture the Pokemon with the curveball.
It's all about practice.
The curveball gives you experience XP. So you might want to get good on.
It's all about the practice. Trust me, I've blown through about 100 Pokeballs in a couple hours. So.
And Pokemon of the same species, they can have different moves. So you definitely want to look at their. You definitely want to look at their list before you like. Trade them away.
Send them off to Professor Willow and such whatnot, because that does make a big difference.
All right,
whenever you're evolving.
Talk about power ups and evolves, and I'll talk about hatching.
Okay, power ups and evolves are after you have caught your Pokemon, you're going to have a list of Pokemon in your inventory, and each Pokemon individually you can power up, and they determine their power by your CP, which is combat power. And that's kind of how they determine how strong your Pokemon are. You can use items or Stardust, which is the currency that's used to power up a Pokemon and is acquired by catching Pokemon. Catching a Pokemon for the first time with special throws will give you extra Stardust. So that is really nice. Candies are also a currency that's used to power up and evolve Pokemon and is acquired by catching Pokemon or transferring them to Professor Willow, and you will get candies of the species of Pokemon in either method, and the species candy will be used on evolutions. So it's not candy that can be used across the board. It's for Pokemon that you are actually working on. So if you have a Pikachu that you want to power up, you need Pikachu candy. If you want to evolve a Pikachu, you need to have Pikachu candy. Pikachu candy will not work on a Squirtle. So you have to collect that specific type of species and power them up and evolve them up with that specific kind of candy. But Stardust can be used on everything. And you get XP for evolving your Pokemon up. So before you send off your little Pidgeys and your Rattatas and your Zubats, you may want to consider hanging on to them and evolving them up if you're looking to level up your character instead of gaining those candies. So it's basically you choose how you want to use those Pokemon depending on your goals and playing the game.
All right. And so the Stardust, and you definitely want to, a tip that I've known and found is a lot of people are so eager to use their Stardust and power up their Pokemon. But if you think about it, you want to save your Stardust. Mm-hmm. And when you get a really high rated CP Pokemon, is what you want to do is you, that is the one you want, especially if you capture one that you don't even have to evolve. You just keep mm-hmm. powering him up. That's the one you want
to
use.
That's the best one to
not, you definitely don't want to use on a Weedle, a 50 CP Weedle. You don't want to,
save it for later. That's the one that you want to go ahead and send off the professor.
Yes,
and get your candy.
All right, so hatching eggs. The eggs are in your Pokemon menu, and all you got to do is just so you open up your Pokemon index and you swipe to the right, and or is it swipe to the left? You swipe to the left. And eggs come in three different sizes. You got your 2K, your 5K, and your 10K. That, of course, means kilometer eggs. So that means you have to move, and you have to get off your butt, and you have to walk and make sure.
Ooh,
you can.
I'm actually really close to getting these hatched suckers.
Oh, I see it here. Where am I at on mine?
I have two eggs going on right now, and they're both 5 kilometer eggs, and they are both at 4.9.
All right, so I have a 10 kilometer egg that is 2 miles, 2K into the 10, and then I have a 5 kilometer that is 1K into mm-hmm. the 5.
Now, there is a max amount of eggs that you can carry. You can only carry 9 eggs total. So it's important that you make sure that your incubators stay full. You're moving around and making sure that that app's open while you're moving, so your distance is being tracked
mm-hmm.
so that you're hatching those eggs.
And you have one permanent incubator, and you definitely want to make sure that at all times, if one hatches, immediately go ahead and put another egg in. That way the movement that you're doing is calculated, and you need to walk, and driving will not work unless you're crawling like at 10 or 15 miles an hour. You can be in your car. It does work, but you just can't push the gas in it. You just have to crawl.
No,
basically.
That's like, and they see me rolling. Yeah.
They hate it. And hatching an egg gives the trainer XP and a random number of candies of the Pokemon hatch. So when you actually do hatch the egg, you get some bank, and mm-hmm. there's a method to that madness. Is you want to use a lucky egg, and if you have a lucky egg on hand, this is what to do, and this is how you will really quadruple your XP.
Now, for lucky eggs, you get those in the shop, or you can also get them in leveling up, right?
You get those at the Pokestops. Pokestops drop them.
Okay.
I've gotten 2 lucky eggs at Pokestops. And
nice.
So basically, if the egg hatches and it is a high right before it hatches, go ahead and use your lucky egg
mm-hmm.
just to be on the safe side, because you never know. If it's a 5 or 10K, the kind of a good indicator you're going to get a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and do that. You're going to get double the XP for that. And in the same process, if you have candies on hand that you've been saving back, you can evolve it.
Now's the time. Use those candies.
I have seen guys here in my neighborhood get 4 and 5,000 XP in one move, one evolve, one hatch. It was crazy. And it was really cool to see that. But so basically we have a chart here that shows kind of the rundown of some of the Pokemon.
This is the best chart out there that I have seen.
Yeah, let me flip it back over here.
Very excited.
So basically, for your viewing pleasure, Pokemon Go, there's your 2K, which is your small ones, your little ones, and then kind of your gradually bigger ones. And we're going to actually put this image over on our Tumblr feed after the show so everybody can kind of look at it.
Yes.
Get a little estimate. But we're going to move on with the show, Lindsay.
Sure. So I think that's pretty much the wrap up on the eggs.
Pokestops.
Pokestops are what we're going to talk about next. And you can pretty much find these anywhere. Most popular places I've seen are parks, churches. You can see them in the store parking lots, any kind of landmark, even random landmarks. Yeah. Even random landmarks like entrances to neighborhoods.
Water towers.
Yeah, water towers. Pretty much any public places. I haven't seen any in any residential areas. Mm-hmm. Like, not at
not,
a house.
Not in rural, like, yeah, suburbs.
Yeah, and they're not way out in the middle of nowhere either. They definitely are. They want to put Pokestops where people are going to be and where people should be, not where they're not supposed to be.
We love you too, Stacy, over in the chat room.
The cool thing about Pokestops is that you can actually sit at a Pokestop for a while and just wait. Because it regenerates every single time, every 5 minutes, and all day long.
Can I drop a little nerd nugget for you on the Pokestop?
Yes.
If you are in an area and you are so lucky to have two or three Pokestops side by side by side, get together with a group of friends, drop some lures on the stops, and just sit down at a bench or sit down on the ground and just wait and watch what happens. When you have three Pokestops running three lures and the little like flower petal things are flowing,
the pink hearts
or whatever it is, that you will get the most craziest Pokemon coming out, and they will be like nonstop. I mean, as soon as you fight one and capture, there'll be another one right behind you.
Right.
And yes, you'll get the Zoom bats and the little Pidgeys and all that. But go ahead.
Lures are the items that you can add to the Pokestops that, you know, they're good for 30 minutes. So if you have those three going, you have start a 30-minute party.
Yeah.
I'm sure as soon as that mass flock to it, somebody else is going to put another lure on there as soon as that sucker runs out. You know it's going to be party on that lure.
Here's something what Claremont is doing too with lures, and then we'll move on. The city of downtown Claremont is getting so involved in Pokemon Go that some of the local coffee shops, wine bars, beer joints, city grills, and comic book shops are actually going to have a night where they're going to be doing lures, and you will go in and you will be able to sit there in their shop, enjoy a coffee or a beverage, and capture your Pokemon with your friends. And it's
That's
a Pokemon
exciting.
Beer crawl or wine crawl.
I've seen business, like marketing articles come out about Pokemon Go encouraging businesses to... if they're near a stop to buy lures because that attracts customers to your shop, not necessarily the stop's not inside their store, but people are eventually going to come into your store and grab a slice of pizza or a drink or something while they're sitting outside collecting their stuff that they want. So that's really, really kind of a cool thing that if businesses get on the bandwagon and actually educate themselves on how this thing works, they're going to get some business out of this game. Yeah. How to monetize Pokemon.
Monetize. Well, let's talk about gym battles right quick. Let's dive into this one. Once you are level 5, you are able to be able to choose one of three teams, the yellow team, blue team, red team. Mm-hmm. And so that is red is Valor. Yellow,
Valor. I can't remember what the yellow one is.
Blue is Mystic.
Mystic. I'm team blue.
But Team Pop X is blue. If you want to be part of Team PopX, we are rocking the blue. This decides what color you are and what gems you are. And all gems of your team color are allies. So if you walk up into a gym and you see it's blue and you're a blue, well, obviously that is one of your – you don't have to worry about it. So, but grayish – go ahead. Yeah. I was going to say that grayish, if you walk up to a gym and it's gray, that means it's not been taken yet. That means you need to get on it.
Claim that sucker.
You claim it, and you will get, I think it's like 2,000 XP or something like that.
Kent in the chat says yellow is instinct.
Instinct, yeah.
He thinks there's a supreme, but I'm going to have to argue with that.
I don't know. Yellow sucks. I'm just saying. But, all right. But I'm just throwing that out there. But, yeah. Go ahead, Lindsay.
We love to fight you. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, so if you're fighting an allied gym, it's called training. You you can lose some of your stuff, but your Pokemon doesn't faint or die. Your Pokemons don't die in general, even if you're battling it. It's they faint. Okay, so you have to in your own gyms. You don't faint. You can get some damage and stuff, but you win XP if you win your battles, and you also get prestige for your gym. And prestige is best thought of as like life points for your gym. So it's basically like gaining XP for your gym when you prestige. It's kind of like leveling up your gym for your team if you win. So that's kind of exciting. If a team comes in and fights your team and beats you enough times, you will get kicked out of your gym.
Well, that ain't fair.
And it comes up for grabs. Again, it turns into a gray. Mm-hmm. So whatever team beats you out of your gym, they have to come back in and they have to battle to claim it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have another team come in too, they can claim it too. So yeah. It's on, like Donkey Kong.
It is on. And when you're in a battle, you can always use your secondary attack after you used your primary attack enough to charge, and you have a little bar underneath your Pokemon's health. All you got to do is tap and hold that screen until you see it load, and then that attack will release. It's almost like it's charging it. And then when you charge it, you just let off on it, and boom, he'll send it out. But you also want to make sure that you're not going to be sending in a Vaporeon at a level 200 versus a Pinsir at a level 1200. That's not going to work very well.
That's I can already tell you how that one's going to turn out.
That's not going to be a good day.
No, it will. Somebody's going to leave with a headache.
Somebody's going to get hurt. It's not going to be me.
Yeah.
So how can we condense some of this here? Gym battles. Let's see.
You can only put one Pokemon per player in a gym. So if you have won a battle, you cannot win another battle in that gym. You have to go to a different gym. So there's that.
And you can go ahead.
Yeah. If you occupy a gym, you can collect rewards.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the shop, and there in the top right, you can see a circle with a number on it. The number shows you how many Pokemon that you have in gyms. That shows how many Pokemon have won battles. And you get 10 Pokecoins, which is actually really important because that's what you use to buy items in the shop. And you don't have to spend real money.
And you get, you can only cash in 10 gems max for a total of 100 Pokecoins. And you can only get 5,000 Stardust.
Yeah, so, you do get Stardust too, in addition to the Pokecoins.
So you get some nice bank there going on into that.
Yes, yes.
And the easiest way to capture gym is for your team is to just collect some friends, get together, and battle the gym at the same time. And so you're not doing this on your own. It's more of that's why they call it team gym battles.
I see this kind of turning into a little bit of West Side Story.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just totally threw him out right there.
You did.
Yeah, Kanye. Anyway,
Joe, do you want to talk about the future?
The future. Yes, the future of the app is going to be really cool. We have learned that Pokemon Go, which is this beautiful, gorgeous wristband right here. Boom, 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 boom.
I want it.
It's going to be available for $34.99 as a peripheral, and it will interact via Bluetooth with your Pokemon Go app. And you'll be able to clip it. You can clip it to your lapel. You can clip it to your bike. You can wear it on your wrist. You can wear it on your hip, on your belt, whatever. And it basically tells you when you're near a Pokestop or if there's a Pokemon around you. It will vibrate, buzz, and send a little notification to your phone.
It lights up, too. There's like a little light in the middle of that sucker.
And it allows you to basically catch Pokemon without taking out your phone. What?
But there's a catch to that.
Yes.
You can only catch Pokemon with the Go Plus if you have already caught the Pokemon before.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pokemon has to already be registered inside your Pokedex in order for you to be able to catch it via the Plus.
Yes.
If it's a brand new one, then you've got to whip out that phone.
You've got to whip it out. And I think he'll be able to distinguish, too, if it's like a different color light, or he'll let you know if you've captured
probably
it before
so.
Or not. And pre-orders on Amazon and GameStop are seriously, we're not joking, it is completely
gone.
Sold out.
I mean, but here's the thing on Amazon, though. You can always sign up to be notified by email whenever it does come available again because they don't have a release date announced yet.
They don't. And so that's pretty much the gist of the future of it is the app is going to be amazing. And so they're going to be releasing some updates the future weeks. And so you definitely want to get on board and make sure you keep your apps updated. Make sure your auto update is on your phone. Some people are just still stuck back in.
Because I know that there has been a confirmation of not in the later phases of this game, there will be a training feature or trading feature added. And there will also be sponsored locations.
Which also implies that if there's a trading feature, there's going to be a social social form of it where you will have friending. So that means if you'll be able to trade, you'll be able to have buddies that you will be able to sync up with. So that's going to be pretty cool. Now, I'm going to share, before we go to pro tips, and we want to say thank you guys so much for joining us. This has been an awesome
hour. This has been the funnest show.
Yes, and so we got a couple images here. Now, this is my downtown area here in Claremont. I want you to just look at all the Pokestops. There's three gyms. There's one behind me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that I am seeing. Maybe nine. And two gyms?
And three gyms.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
There's one to the left. And this was just about 2 hours ago before I pulled into the house. I just leveled up.
Look at you leveling up.
Am I level 11 there? Is that what
you are level 11. Yes.
Yes.
So okay.
I made it.
I am quickly approaching level 10, so I'm not too far behind you.
All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for.
I'm so excited.
And we want to join you guys. We want to say thank you so much for joining us here on PopX.live. You guys are awesome. Over on Geeks.live. Now, if your friends are out there playing this game, this is the podcast that you want to direct them to. This is PopXcast.com coming to you live. This is a bonus edition. We're not even this wasn't even on the schedule this week.
Nope.
But this is just for you guys. All right. Pro tips. Here we go. Lindsay and I are going to be doing these back and forth, firing them away. So if you're playing this on the replay, pause it, write them down, and keep going. Quick way for mega XP. We're talking not your 200s, your 400s, or 1,000s. We're talking 4,000 and 5,000 XP bonuses. Just before one of your eggs hatch, I told you this earlier, but I'm going to reiterate it. Use a lucky egg for double XP right out of the bat. So if you look down at your app and you're literally just 0.1 kilometer away from your egg hatching, go ahead and whip out a lucky egg.
And the lucky egg stays on for how long? 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
Okay.
And continue walking. And when you walk, your egg hatches. Now, based on you definitely want to make sure this is a 5 or a 10K egg, okay? And this is how you're going to get your mega XP. And then make sure you have enough candy on hand. And so it's all about selling your Pokemon back to the professor, getting the candy. You gotta catch the Zubats. You gotta catch the
one to help you move up faster.
Exactly.
There.
And basically, when you have now, check this out. You level up. You hatch the egg. You got your lucky egg. You hatch the egg. You evolve it, and then you can either sell it back to him or just keep it. And in that whole process, you're going to get about 4,000 XP experience points by hatching it.
That's like a whole level egg. Right there.
And the bigger and the more rare the Pokemon, the more XP you will rake in. You heard that tip here first.
That's what you would call boom sauce,
that's
right?
That's boom sauce right there.
Well, here's another one. Save all the Stardust you can. Don't evolve a lower CP level Pokemon and rather save your Stardust for when you find the ones that are 300 to 400 CP and catch in the wild to evolve that one. Now, I know we mentioned that one earlier, but that is super important and we need to reiterate that because when you're starting out and you're in your lower levels, you want to dump all that Stardust. But you're on such a lower level that you can't even really battle at this point. So evolving them, leveling up those lower ones are not really going to help you out. It's really until later when you get up into a couple more levels up where you really start to get those higher power, more unique Pokemon.
And
you
the more really you level up, the more rare and the more higher up level your Pokemon is that you'll be finding.
Yes.
You'll notice that. So, and another one is hatch as many eggs as you can at one time. 2K eggs are lower level Pokemons, whereas the 10K and 5K, they're more higher CP. And you can't just get in your car and imagine that you're going to be driving around and getting this, because the game can tell when you're driving, walking, or jogging. Okay. So, you know, just saying that. And Joe, I want to say this next one is from me. Team okay. Instinct, yellow team, is for idiots.
Oh, sorry. Okay. We need to back up a little bit to the eggs. Would you like to share the unique way you tried to hatch an egg the other day?
I will share this really quickly with you. I was actually broke out a record player, and I got my record player out, and I set my phone with the app open on the record player, and I put it on 75 LP mode, which is a slower one that goes around. And so I set it down and just let it go. And you would think you would actually get a lot with your little guy just going around in circles, but you really didn't get a lot. You would probably have to do that for about 4 hours before your egg would actually hatch.
So, yes. I've actually seen other people try that attempt too. So I thought that was kind of
good. It was an epic fail.
It was hilarious to see though. It was a good attempt.
It's better to get in your car and do 5 or 10 miles an hour around your neighborhood and just do a couple laps.
And there's not a lot of traffic going on. You could totally creeper.
Or get on a bike.
Just run. Yeah. Or a skateboard even.
Or a skateboard.
Even those motorized scooters, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next tip is if the game sticks, after capturing a Pokemon, don't rush to close the app and restart it, but wait for the spinning ball at the top left corner to stop, then restart the app. There's a good chance that the capture will be in your inventory when you log back into the game. I know Joe mentioned a little bit about that earlier too, but that's a very good tip because a lot of people are like freaking out. They're like, oh my God, I just got this. So if you just take a deep breath, let it finish doing its loading thing, and then it's a good chance that you'll probably still have it.
Yeah, just because your ball's stuck doesn't mean you didn't get it. So, yeah. So if you're looking to stretch your social anxieties and meet new friends, chances are there are already local Pokemon groups on Facebook in your area.
There is.
The night that I downloaded the app, I went to Pokemon Go Claremont, Florida, and wouldn't you know it, 500 group member already and growing.
Mm-hmm.
So just do a search, plan to meet, go out and have fun, and do some gym battles together. It's really fun.
Yes. We have a local Facebook page that somebody had started as well. And there's also one in the major metropolitan area that a club is sponsoring a Pokemon Go day. And a huge group is going to meet at like the center fountain, go hunt Pokemon for a few hours, and then they're going to have a pub crawl afterwards.
That's awesome.
So you can turn them into social events. It's and really get out there.
We only got 4 more left here.
Trainer. Yes, we can do it. All right. So also, instead of just tossing your ball at a Pokemon, give it a little swirl and wait for the ring around your Pokemon to get to the smallest.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you experience XP if you can master the curveball throws, and the smaller circle ensures more of a chance to capture that Pokemon. 3 color rings to Pokemon depend on the CP levels.
It's actually 4.
Yeah, there is 4.
Yeah.
And they are green for low, orange for mid, and there is yellow, orange, and red.
Yeah.
For the harder to catch.
So there you go. And you want to definitely practice that swirl. We talked about that.
I'm going to have to do one of those lures
and
go sit at a Pokestop for a couple hours so I don't run out of Pokeballs and just practice it.
And we're counting down. This is the final top 3 here. Don't spend all your time training up at a gym. Just take one if you can with a couple of your guys. You get 5 times the XP experience points for this and each gym that you take. So imagine that if you do that with a lucky egg.
Oh, man.
Oh,
XP snap. Central right there. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
So find 2 Pokestops that are next to each other. Set up a lure module on both. Sit in the middle and enjoy all the feasts of Pokemon and Pokeballs and all the items that you want.
Yes, pretty much. The lures are really great. And you just sit there for 30 minutes and just... You just absorb and get and go. And last but not least, you can hatch eggs in your car. Now, I know we've talked about this before, but Don't listen to all the internet videos on all their things that they're saying that you don't, all you, you have to walk. You have to walk. Personally, I have a joint condition, not a joint condition. I'm talking about an actual physical condition. So I can't do a lot of walking or jogging. But I did find that if you keep your car and you drive around 15 or 20 miles an hour, I personally hatched 5 eggs that way successfully. Mm-hmm. It does work. Now, if you hit up around 30 miles an hour, it will cut off. It doesn't start calculating.
But I've seen multiple websites drop different numbers, but anywhere from 10 to 30 miles per hour is your range you want to stick in. I would stick closer to like the 10, 20. I wouldn't even go all the way up to 30. I would try to stick to the 10, 20 range, and you should be all right.
And Kent J over in the chat room, he says, does perfume work as well as lures? And my response to that would be, only if you haven't showered.
Yes.
So,
yes, you've got to take care of the hygiene thing. That is required, or trainers will not want to hang out with you at the Pokestops, and that's just sad.
That's it. And so, Lindsay, that is the end of the bonus.
We made it in an hour. So much content to cover in an hour. I am so impressed.
That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
So from all of us here at PopX, we'll be back on July the 20th.
Yes.
And that'll be for, Ghostbusters special.
I'm excited.
Now, if you're on the website and you see that we broadcast on Sundays, this is actually, I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I'm going to be vacationing, in-laws. Anyway.
I guess can have a vacation too, since everyone else gets
money. We all got to have a vacation. But then, you know what? That doesn't mean that we stop the episodes.
No.
3 days later, we're going to
shift it a little bit.
Exactly.
We work around it.
July 20th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, we will be recording the Ghostbusters movie review live here on PopX.live.
Yes.
So join us. And then the following week, Star Trek Beyond. It's going to be a great couple. We haven't done movies in a while, so I'm actually excited to get back into the movie reviews. So join us live for that. I am Joe Burke at Rotcav, ROTCAV. You can find me out over on the interweb. And be sure to check out our email. And let's see, our email is popxcast@gmail.com. Lindsay, how can they find us on social media?
Social media is PopXcast, pretty much on every platform. If you can't remember all the platforms, if you go to popxcast.com, all of the fancy little logos are right there in the top corner for you. If you want to find me, I'm LR Badger everywhere.
I'm just doing my best. Stevie Wonder.
And we've got a hotline too, right? Yeah. If somebody has a suggestion.
Yeah.
If you look right there,
there's like, it's 850-417-POPX. You can actually call in, leave a voicemail, and it's really, really, really freaking cool.
We'd love to hear from you guys.
And last but not least, want to give a shout out to our awesome network, the Gunna Geek Network.
Gunna Geek is the best.
For all things geeky and nerdy, head on over to GunnaGeek.com for our friends. And we want to give a huge shout out to Chris Farrell, Stargate Pioneer, and Steven Girondo, who is just hanging out with us and doing some awesome things over in the chat. Also want to say hello to Stacy, Kent J, Chris Farrell, all the people hanging out in the PopX
Love you all.
Chat room. And from all of us here, now, Lindsay, how can they find you too?
At LR Badger.
At LR Badger.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, pretty much anywhere. That's there.
It. All right, guys, we will see you. Thank you so much for listening and downloading this special Pokemon Go podcast. We'll see you on July 20th live right here.
Bye-bye. From everyone here at PopXcast, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and don't forget to subscribe for more great content. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Lab, and YouTube, all at PopXcast. Get your geek on!